This time between the beginning of Tisha B'Av and the end of Tisha B'Av, I don't know if there's another time throughout the whole year where we have this hergish. Aside from the fact that we're sitting with talis and tefillin and mincha time, but it's almost like a twilight zone. Not exactly the tkifas of the churban, destruction, the feelings of pain, sire and avelis, which we felt last night. And it's not a yontif, it's not a chalamoid, it's not a chol. It's pashut a different zman. And it requires a whole different shmooze. If you crack the code to this man, we would understand what Chazal mean, that already by Mincha on Tisha B'Av is the latest Mashiach. Just like we don't know what that means, latest Mashiach, is if what? Mashiach is being born now in New York Medical Center? What does that mean? Is Mashiach's latest Mashiach? What does that mean? Just like we don't understand what that means, latest Mashiach, we don't understand this man. And we can't understand also the Nechama either. What's the Nechama in the middle of the Churban? The Beis HaMikdash is only going to be set on fire tomorrow. But already there's a Nechama now. So where are we? Where do we stand exactly? What's the nature of the Nechama? So there's a Chazal which we're familiar with. Perhaps we can share a little bit of an Aymek, not to say Torah. That Divei Nechaman, B'derech Torah, B'Levushim. B'achay Sifka B'Layla, in the beginning of Megillas Eicha, the cries in the night. V'dimasa alechia, with tears on her cheeks. Ein lo menachem kol aveha, there's nobody to comfort her. Kore eha bagduva. She was betrayed by her friends. Hayula la oivim. Her friends became her enemies. This is the very beginning of Eicha, second pasuk. And the Medrash in Eicha here says, who were the friends who betrayed Klai Yisrael? Klai Yisrael had friends. So the Medrash learns, it's referring to Malachim. Zeh Michael, this is a reference to Michael, the Malach, and to Gavriel. Shehayim alandim alei aschus. The Malachim who give schus on Bnei Yisrael. Why do we say good things about us? So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know what to do in this moment. In the heat of the Churban. Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to these Malachim, Mi chaviv aleichem, who do you like better? Klai Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. Amr Loi, they said, Yisrael. We like Yisrael. V'achi Yisrael Michaviv Aleichem. Then Hashem said, and after Klai Yisrael, who do you like second best? Amr Loi, they said, the Beis HaMikdash. Amr Lahem, since you answered the way you did, Nishba ani b'shmi agadol, I swear by my name, sha'atem va'asvichem etzisim b'yasa'or. That you yourself, I'm telling you, you go ahead and you set it on fire. Miyad natal michal v'gavriel shnei lapidei esh. Immediately they went and they took two torches. V'hetzisu v'esh b'hechal Hashem, and they set it on fire. The question is, the Havamin and the Maskana, the choice between Beis Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, and why it is that they had to set it on fire themselves. To explain this in B'tz Hashem, we're not going to be long. Let's go to another medrash. Yoh says, "The Klai Yisrael Ma'ideich Ma'adam Elach." So, what can I compare your destruction to? Habas Yerushalayim Ma'ash Velach. Once again, what can you be compared to? Va'nachameich, that I should give you a nachama. Besulas Bas Tzion Ki Gadol Kayam Sevreich Mi'ir Palach. Because your destruction is as strong as the waves crashing in the sea, and therefore Mi'ir Palach. Who can give you a healing? So Rashi learns on this pasuk. Kishavat tzar al adam, when a person has a misfortune, we say to him, "Af pleni also kach." This also happened to somebody else. So tanchumim heilai, and it serves as a nechama for that person. But the Pshat and Pasuk is that to what nation can we turn to Klal Yisrael and to say the same thing has happened to them, so therefore I can give you a nechama? Such a thing doesn't exist. So Pashim Pshat and Pasuk is that we're reaching out and we're saying to Klal Yisrael, this is very rough. If only there was some type of a nechama which I can give you, I would give it to you. But there is no such nechama. That's not possible a nechama. I can't think of a way to be menachem you. Because even if a person in this world suffers the biggest tragedy possible, we can at least say that it happened before. And we could say, talk to that person, he can help you out, we can find ways to cover it. But something like this, it's not possible to make a nechama for. Comes along the Medrash. Only the Medrash can do this. Ma'ash v'alach v'nachameich, says the Medrash, these are not words which Yirmiyahu is saying to Klal Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. These are words which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling B'nai Yisrael. And these are not words in which the Pasuk is saying, there's no way for me to be Menachem you. It's not a question, Ma'ash v'alach, who can I compare you to that you should have a Nechama? It's a statement. It says the Medrash, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kishe'ash v'alach, when I make you like me, as it says in the Barachas and the Chukoisai before the Klolos, when we walk together, that will be your nechama. As Medrash goes on, Ani b'chvaitchi, bo menachemchem. I myself in my covet will be menachem you, as it says, Anoichi, Anoichi hu menachemchem. And really, this Pshat and the Medrash and the Pshat and Rashi go together. Because the Pshat and the Medrash is saying, because there is nobody who could be Menachem you in this world, because I made the Tzara one which was so great that it would be humanly impossible for anybody to be Menachem you, Hashem Yisbarach says, I'm saving that for me. But the Devei Chaim, when he had a son who was sick, and he went to the doctors and they said, this one can't give him refuah, this one can't give him refuah. When he tried every doctor, he said, oh, now I know he's going to have a refuah. Because that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving it for himself. Because it's not humanly possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's my territory. And the pasuk reads, Ma ash v'alach, when I make you like me, then v'nachameich, that will be your nechama. Anoichi, anoichi hu menachemchem. And Rabbi say, don't make the mistake to think that Pshat and Pasuk in the Medrash is that Hashem will come with a bouquet of flowers, or he's going to make us a nice base of mikdash, he's going to say, it was worth it for this bias. It's not the Pshat. The Pshat in the Medrash is exactly what it's saying. Hashem Baruch is telling Klal Yisrael, you had to wait a long time for this nechama, but it's worth it, because in the end, the whole tachlis of the Briya is that we should say about you, Ma ani af ata. The tachlis of the Briya is, V'halachta b'drachav, that Hashem Yisbach should say to every single Jew, and to Klal Yisrael b'chlal, you were like me. And the reason why it's not possible for humans to give such a nechama is because who can make us like him other than him? That the whole tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis is that Hashem should make an Adam, and we should say about him, Adam el Elyon. That he's in the image of his creator. Hashem Yisbarach says, I don't like it if it's just me like this. I want every single Jew to be like this. You can hardly say the words. Perhaps it's only a time like this, by Tisha B'Av, where you can't say anything other than this. That you can say such words. Because when we speak about the Nechama and the Nechama coming in, what it means, Leidus Mashiach, that the Leidus Mashiach is now, it means the Nechama begins now, but really, it's very Nela. It's very concealed, this Nechama. And we're not able to be Magish this Nechama quite yet. But the real Nechama of Tisha B'Av comes on Yom Kippurim. Like the Medrash says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Azartani v'nichamtani. And it's included in amongst the Medrash Pliyas. Azartani, I will help you, says Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah. V'nichamtani, am I nechama for you? Zeh Yom Kippur. We don't really see Yom Kippur as being any nechama. We just see Yom Kippur as being part of the Yamin Lorayim. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur, and there's Sukkot. But that's a very simsum dick of vision. To expand our vision and to look at the whole Shana as a Kohen Mishlema, we would see that really Yom Kippur is not just part of the Yom Kippurim. It's part of the Bein HaMitzarim. Because Yom Kippur is a day, it's not that we fast like we do on Tisha B'Av, it's not like we put on, you know, these coarse shoes and we don't eat and we drink, b'chule b'chule, like we do on Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is a day where Kadosh Baruch Hu says to a Jew, today is the day you be like me. If we understood Yom Kippur properly, what that means, we would understand already what it means, Tu B'Av, which the Mishnah says is like Yom Kippurim, but already this Epes HaGiloy, the Nechama. But we've begun to tread on a path, V'Hishalachti B'Sechem, together with Hashem Yisbarach, which will culminate on Yom Kippurim, where Hashem will say, this is the Nechama. The Nechama is Ma'asha V'Lach. That when I make you like me, like the Pasuk says, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem, not just Anoichi, but Anoichi, Anoichi. When I look at you and I look at me and I say, that's menachemchem, that's your nechama. Now today's the yahrzeit of the Chayza from Lublin. And he was meshugah about bringing Mashiach. And it's well known that in the same year, that he and the Kuzhin Sur Magi and the Menachem Adler from Imanavir, the Sfarim say they were connected Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they made a mysterious nefesh to bring Mashiach at that time, and they all died within the year. And the emesis is that the Tzaddikim tried very hard that this journey of 2,000 years, which already at the end of Mitzvah Hashem, should be a very short one. We shouldn't have to suffer so much. And they saw with their eyes, especially the Chayza. He's called the Chayza for a reason. He saw everything which would happen to the Jewish people. And he couldn't bear the suffering which he saw in the future. And he was makabel upon himself either to bring the Mashiach or to be a kapara for the future generations. But the emes is that Hashem Yisbarach has it, that we've walked a very long journey. And when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they also wanted it to be a very short journey. And they wondered why it took 210 years in Mitzrayim. It was much longer than they had hoped. Yaakov even thought it would be very quick. When Chazal said that he tried to bring the Geula to his children at the end of Parshas Vayechi, it wasn't the Pshat that he wanted to tell them when the Mashiach would come, like we learn in kindergarten. It's not the Pshat. He wanted to bring the Mashiach then. But it was nostalgic for him. And he had to give nevuahs and to say brachas about what would happen in future generations. He tried to make it very short, but it had to be very long. And the Yidden in the Mitzrayim were wondering after 210 years why it had to be this way. And then Hashem took them into the Yam Suf, and then he revealed to them the secret as why it had to be this way. Because it's in the Yam Suf that Hashem Yisbarach first revealed to Bnei Yisrael the secret of Zakeli Vanveyu, which the Medrash says is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, like the Tam Yonisim says. The Gemara darshins on these words, Zakeli Vanveyu, they darshin Anivahu. Zekeli Anivahu. This is my God. And they pointed and they said, this is my God, Anivahu. Me and him. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Yisrael the secret as to why the Gullus had to take so long. Because if it was going to be a short Gullus, it would be a short answer. But the Nechama which Hashem Yisbarach wanted to give Bnei Yisrael at that time, and he gave them on Har Sinai when he brought them to this Madriga, was Zeh Keli V'Anveihu. But it was a secret. And even when we say the words on V'Halachta B'Drachah, where we darshan Mahu Rachu, Mafata Rachu, Mahu Chanun, Mafata Chanun, the first one point out, why are we starting from the word Rachum? Doesn't Yidgum Midas and Rachum start before that? Hashem Hashem, Kael Rachum Mechanun. Isn't Kael the first Midas Yidgum Midas and Rachum according to the Ari? It is. We should say, Mahu Kael Afata Kael. But this is the secret that there was Neskala to Bnei Yisrael at the Yom Suf, that we can't even say the words Mahu Rachum Af Rachum. We can't begin from Mahu Kael Afata Kael. That was a secret that was only Neskala to the Yidin when they were crossing the Yam, that Hashem said, Ze Kaili. It was then that they sing Shira because they understood the Mafreya, that all the tsaris which they went to in Mitzrayim was to bring this to this Madrega, to understand Zakeli Vanvehu. And they wanted to go the short way, as the Pasuk says in Vayhi B'Shalach Paras Ha'am, V'loinachem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. He didn't take them the Derech Eretz Plishtim, which would have been the short way. He took them the long way. Because the long way was in the Yam Suf, and the Yam Suf was where it was Zakeli Vanveihu. And when the pasuk says V'acharichin Yisibir Rechush Gadol, you come to the Yam Suf, there's going to be big Rechush, big Shalal. It's not talking about the gold and silver. They made an eagle from that gold and silver. It's referring to this vart Zakeli Vanveihu. That was the Rechush Gadol which they left Mitzrayim with. But had you gone the short way, you would never have found it. But because you followed me the long way and you had a moon in me, that's why you found it there. That's Pshat and Pasak. B'shalach paru esam. V'loy nocham elokim derech eretz plishtim. You wouldn't have had a nechama. V'loy nocham elokim. It wouldn't have been a nechama that way. It was only a nechama this way. And it looks like we're spending 2,000 years draying around, not knowing where we're going. But the emes is that Hashem is leading us through the Yam Suf. Which brings us to Yom Kippur, as you know, the secret of Elul is Pshat and Pasuk, Hanoisin LaYom Derech. We don't know exactly where we're going, but we know we're going to the Yam Suf to get to Yom Kippur. Hashem should be Meichel me for saying tires. Going back to our Medrash, Michael and Gabriel, the Malachim were Malamit Chosam B'nai Yisrael, and they chose B'nai Yisrael over the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem Yisbarach says, I want you to go in to set it on fire. You go and set it on fire. We find in the Halacha of Pikuach Nefesh that it's Doicha Shabbos, that the Halacha is that we don't wait around for somebody else to do it. If a Talmud Chacham is there, he does it himself. Because it's important to teach the halacha b'kuach nefesh deicha Shabbos. That when push comes to shove, Shabbos versus Bnei Yisrael, so we need to show b'tekifus, b'farhesia, that the neshama of Yisrael is deicha Shabbos. And here too, with Michael and Gavriel, Hashem Yisbarach said, that it's Bnei Yisrael the Beis HaMikdash. You go ahead and set the Beis HaMikdash on fire, because we need to teach that it's not just to be the Eved. Nebuch, we have to set the Beis HaMikdash on fire to take the Yidden. Hashem Yisbarach is saying, if I could choose whether to be Masha Mashkin on the Mikdash or in Klal Yisrael, I choose to be Masha Mashkin on the Yidden. That I have a much better Beis HaMikdash than the Beis HaMikdash of Eitzim Avanu. It's a different way of learning the Pshat in the Medrash. Not just that Hashem took out His wrath on Mitzim Avonim, and that was the Mashko, and said, Bnei Yisrael should live. Hashem Yisrael was making a choice. He was saying, this Beis HaMikdash doesn't do it for me. The third Beis HaMikdash is going to be Klal Yisrael. And that's why I set it on fire, to say that this was a bidyev, it's what I have in store, which is going to be the third Beis HaMikdash, which is a big secret, the third Beis HaMikdash. Knesset Yisrael. And the reason why the Medrash begins this way and finds this secret in the beginning of Megillas Eicha, because in the heat of Eicha Yashva Badad, that we had to sit by ourselves and we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, you have to know right away. You have to know right away the Hainu now. On Tisha B'Av itself, to be able to see the Chesed Elyon and everything that Hashem Yisroel does. That we're crying on this day, but this is going to be the biggest Yantav, because we're going to realize the Mafreya, that the Bechiyas Shel Chinam we cried. Because everything was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I choose you, I choose you, I choose you, I choose you. And the Bechiyas Shel Chinam will turn into Bechiyas Shel Nachem. We'll realize the Mafreya that it wasn't just Bechiyas Shel Chinam. It was Bechiyas Shel Nachem the entire time. Just a couple of ma'asim with the Chayzef and we'll bring to conclude. It was once Friday night, Parshas Chazayin, Shabbos Chazayin. And everybody was crowded around the Chayza. And by the Chayza, there were two groups. There was the Yoshvei Rishon, like the ones who sat up front, the Chashava ones. And there was the ones who were not as Chashav, were the Yeshvei Shenis, they sat. And the difference between them was what the Chashav ones wore. They wore Strimlach. And the Vidyavids, they wore Spadiks. And you know, the Beis Medrash of the Chayza, he had in his lifetime, he had 300, some say 400 Baalei Ruach Kodesh. Imagine, even the secondaries. And on that Friday night, so the Chayza, they brought him out a plate of stew, something that was cooking in the kitchen. And he took it and he told one of the Chassidim, he said, there's a yid in the back by the tanur, by the oven. I want you to send him this and to give it to him. So they took it and they brought it there and everybody didn't know what was going on. Passed the first row and the second row and it went all the way to the back. So they gave him what to eat and he said he licked it clean, which is like not a very nice way to eat something. And he took it and they sent it back to the Chayza. So later on, they asked the Chayza, later on in the evening, they said, who was that? Who are you sending? Who are you sending some of the cholin to Friday night? He says, oh, that was Mashiach. That was Mashiach. So that plate became a, you can imagine, they called it Mashiach's plate. Mashiach's plate. And Rabbi Shula Belzer, he spent a lot of money to be coined at that plate, and it went down Beirusha to the Belzers, the Belzer Rebbe's, Mashiach's plate. So I think the Pshat of the Maisa is that, which is certainly true, is that Mashiach takes a back seat. That we for sure understand from the story. That he wasn't from the Yoshvei Rishon, not even the Yoshvei Shenis, he was by the Tanur, and the Chayza with his eyes, he was able to know who the Mashiach was. It's Pashat Pshat's story. Alinias Dayati, the Pshat in the story is that really the Chayza was Mashiach. The Chayza was Mashiach. But the real Koyach of Mashiach is that he's able to be Mala, everybody to be Mashiach. But he was teaching them that the siman to the people who I can really lift up are the people who are in the back. They're the Shalem. But the Tzaddik has a way of distracting your attention, so you shouldn't think that who he really is, what he really is all about. Like they say about the Chayza, they say he concealed his greatness with all of his maifsim. He was constantly making yeshuas, and you going to the blind was like going to the Beis HaMikdash. There were nisim everywhere, everywhere. They ran like water in Lublin. But they said that he did that so that people should know who he was. That they thought he was his godless, they thought he was his maifsim, but he was really a yid who had a lev nishbar v'nidke mamish lefnei Hashem. He said about himself that I'm the biggest rasha. If Hashem would say about me that I'm a tzaddik, I would believe him. But just for that moment, but the next second I would think I'm a rasha. It's a very deep story. He was able to be Malah. Simple Jews. Yismach Moshe was not a chassid originally of the Chayza. His son-in-law, the Arda Be'eloi, was makarev him to the Chayza. And at first, when he became son-in-law to the Yismach Moshe, he was already a chassid, Arda Be'eloi. And he told him, he said, "Why are you a chassid? Why are you running to the blin all the time?" Yismach Moshe was a gadol b'Yisrael. So Arda Be'eloi, after a lot of chepering, he told the Yismach Moshe, he said, "I'll make you a deal. You come with me to the Chayza, one Shabbos." Maybe it was just one meeting. He says, "If you're not impressed, I give away my chassid." So he traveled to Lublin, and on the way to Lublin, he was thinking about all the questions that he was going to ask the Chayza. He said the question that he wanted to ask the Chayza was, the first question was, why are the Chassidim always so freilach, always so happy? Doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch that a Jew has to be Mesabal and Chorban Mesa Migdash? That was going to be his question for the Chayza. And you know that the Yismach Moshe himself, his Yartzeh was not long ago, it was in the month of Av, in Bein HaMitzarim. They said about him that he had the neshama of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The whole world of Yismach Moshe was Churban Beis HaMikdash. Something which really bothered him. So on the way, he thought to himself another question. Another question which he wanted to ask is that it says in the Gemara, Havalatar Messiah, the person who comes to become a Tahar, so they help him. What does it mean, they help him? It says that Hashem helps him. Messiah. So these were his questions which he was going to ask the Chayza when he got there. So as soon as he walked in the door, so the Chayza said, "Oh, Rav Moshe, Moshe." He says, "Why do you look so down?" He says, "Don't you know that it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Jew has to be Bitzar, Churban, Avedus of the Beis HaMikdash? But we learned from Rav Shmelka, the Rebbe Rav Shmelka from Nicholsburg, that he taught us that even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Hashem Yisbarach said, I don't want the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going with Klai Yisrael to Golus, and since the Shekhinah is with us, like the Chovas HaLevavos said, that a Jew has to show outside, and the outside of his heart, that he's Bitzar, but in the depths of his heart, he has to be Besimcha. And if you're going to say, it sounds like it's a very high Madrega, Vad, it's very hard. A person needs a lot of Siyata D'Shemaya. That's why it says, Avolatar Messiah Nisai. Avolatar Messiah Nisai means that Hashem sends Tzadikim into the world, which allows a person to be able to reach his Madrega, that he should become a Tar. Of course, you know the end of the story. The Yismach Moshe never left Lublin after that. He saw right through him exactly what he was coming to say. But it's this tikkun that the Chayza was saying, is that the nechama at this moment in this twilight of like, where do we stand? Aye. What is this zone right now? Are we nechama? Are we churbin? Are we Tisha B'Av? Are we Yom Kippur? Where do we belong? Shad is that this is the moment of Churban Beis HaMikdash where it becomes clear. It becomes clear that Hashem Yisbarach is saying that I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because I wanted to take my Shekhinah to Galus with Bnei Yisrael because I can't leave Bnei Yisrael. I have such a dvekus with Bnei Yisrael that us, the two of us, were inseparable. That's Niskala now. It's already the Yisoidus in the Shirashim, what Yom Kippur is all about. Which is the Zman of Nichamtani, which is the Zman of the Gilei Venechama, which we're talking about, called Leidus Mashiach at this moment. It's like Leidus Mashiach is the Chayza, but the fact that he can bring everybody to the Madrega of Mashiach, that's Yom Kippur. We'll conclude with this Maisa. Again with the Yismach Moshe and the Chayza, that when the Yismach Moshe is early his Karvis to the Chayza from Lublin, so they went to a town, and when Yismach Moshe saw all the Yidden who came out to greet the Chayza from Lublin, thousands and tens of thousands. So he thought to himself, the kavod which the chayza is getting is so great. That's why he says, I can't even imagine what type of a kavod Mashiach Tzidkenu will get. It'll probably look something like this. So the chayza, he was tefes his machshava right there. He chafed right onto what he was thinking. And he said to him, he looked at him, he says, Moshe. He says, you think that this is something? He said, when Mashiach comes, the kavod Mashiach will be completely anderish. It'll be a type of a simcha which will be yismchu ha-shamayim esagih la'aretz. That the whole world will be b'shamayim va'aretz will be b'simcha. And we're going to be up here, he said. Whatever the simcha of that shamayim va'aretz is going to be, we're going to be even higher than that. Only somebody like the Chayza who could see, that he was able to see straight through Tisha B'Av and to be able to see this man. He's able to already have a vision, to have a Chayza of what that looked like. It could be completely Andersh, completely Andersh. So we could say the words, we don't know exactly what it means, but we have a little bit of a taste in this twilight zone. Hashem Yisbech should help us, and at the schluss of the Chayza from Lublin, everything that he put his life towards, which is Bias Mashiach and to end the Tzar Shechina. We should be zeiche that this very long journey of Eloi Nachem Eloi Kim should come to an end. Hashem should be megala, not just pshat in the medrash, pshat in the chazal, zakeh in the anveyo, mahu afata, but we should live it, and when we live it, we should really understand pshat. That should be soon in our days, be a skoyal tzedek, never mind.